Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the pursuit of Jadon Sancho, and it's a saga that continues to go on and on. Sporting director of Dortmund, Sebastian Kehl, has given an update on Sancho. The Red Devils are continuing to sign, or try and sign, the 20-year-old to a new long-term deal and try and become the next face of United. But the Westfalenstadion official has publicly shut down any moves previously, telling Ard this month Jadon Sancho will play this season at Borussia Dortmund. We are well positioned. The Dortmund director has now issued another statement, this time to Rohan Natricham, said that he's our player and he will stay. He went on to say it was an important statement from the club. We have a certain responsibility. Without Jadon, this team is worse. It looks like United might have to move on to other targets at least for 12 months before they can go in next summer, as it looks to be going into a tense couple of weeks at Old Trafford when it comes to transfers. The subject of a new defender is on the cards. Dayot Upamecenko is a player that United might have to pay over the odds for as well. He's currently on the books of RB Leipzig and tipped to become a star of the future, recently signing a new deal. Harry Maguire and Victor Lindelof are the two at the heart of the defence, but reports claim that United haven't given up hope of Upamecenko and are willing to pay the price. That could, though, stand in the way of defensive pair Tadan Mengi and Brandon Williams. They've spoken of their desire to build on their memorable first-team experiences they've already had and are hoping to be involved in Tuesday's Carabao Cup tie away to Luton. The duo sat down with MUTV's Mark Sullivan on Monday to reflect on their learnings with the Reds to date. The interview is available on the club website as always, but the pair have said that they're looking to improve on their weaknesses, play as many times as they can, either in Europe or in the cup competitions, and hopefully impress Ole Gunnar Solskjaer enough to get a first-team opportunity. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.